Welcome to the Finance Show, tiptv.co.uk, with my co-host Matt Brown, and with our special guest, Mark Oswald, who's a strategist at ADM Investor Services. How are you today?
I'm very well.
Where do we begin? There's chaos everywhere.
It's chaos everywhere, I suppose, in financial markets, but there's one enduring theme, there's two enduring themes. One's getting a great revival again. We always thought that the Greek crisis had gone away, but it hasn't. It's back to haunt us.
It was nothing. It's just 7 billion euros. That's nothing.
Well, in the greater scheme of things, it's not much. I think the simple point here is there were a lot of false promises made by a lot of the other Eurozone governments about considering debt forgiveness, which they knew perfectly well wasn't going to happen. And we've still got this fundamental problem with Greece that you could forgive all the debt. As one local analyst in Greece said, you could forgive all the debt and guarantee they would have it back at bone-crunching levels as they have now. Because the whole structure of the state is wrong. You know, the clientelism that they've got is just totally wrong. They still can't collect taxes. There's about 90 billion in tax arrears which haven't been collected and I think only 1% of it, which is all to do with fines. Mm-hmm. So they're not only not collecting the taxes, but they're also not collecting the fines for not paying your taxes.
It could actually be even worse than it is. It's actually being held together.
Yeah. I think the important thing with Greece to remember is they've got to basically get some sort of... It'll be another can-kicking exercise. It's got to be done by February the 20th, though, because then we start going into... Well, there's not another meeting after that one of the EU finance ministers until after the Dutch elections, and then you're into the French elections and the German elections. So something actually has to be resolved on that front. However, the other theme is that wherever you look, whatever contextually you look at incoming economic data, you look at talk about Brexit, and there's always one word which comes up, Trump. Trump, 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 ad infinitum. Mm-hmm. It's all about Mr. Trump. And markets are, we've got a vicious sideways churn at the moment. It really is. Wherever you look, people getting excited about movements in, someone got excited yesterday about a little spike up in sterling. When I went to look at what the trading range from the day was, it was less than 50, half a cent. Mm-hmm. And that's the extent to which this protracted period of financial repression has really basically cowed everybody into submission, where buy the dip and reach for yield is just any setback. That's what's become established. The interesting thing with Trump is he's come in with this very bull in a china shop type attitude to try and unseat the establishment. Found that the establishment, when he goes too far, or some people think he's going too far, for example, with the travel ban, can bite back. But we're still trying to work out what he's trying to do. And I think there's one aspect in this which people seem to have forgotten. Where does Mr. Trump come from? Property development. Mm-hmm. What's a typical property developer tactic? When you put in masses and masses of applications to make sure that the people who have to approve it eventually just say, all right, we'll let a few of those through. So some of the things you know aren't going to get through, but you can get a few of the others under the radar simply because you've overwhelmed the system. And he's certainly trying to overwhelm the system. I think more importantly, we've got this sort of good Trump policies and bad Trump policies meme going on. And actually, there's one aspect which I think is hugely underestimated. The economy from infrastructure spending and the corporate tax rebate, mm-hmm, is assumed to be pretty good and likely to give a bit of a push to inflation, not to sort of levels which are uncomfortable. The other bit, if he starts going down the trade protectionist route, is assumed to be bad for the economy. However, it's also going to create inflation, because if you start actually disrupting the supply chains which are in place, and so you effectively make things a lot more expensive, either via the tariffs, or you have to buy locally produced goods which are cheaper than those produced in China, wherever. And that is all round inflationary. So both sides of this trade at the moment, with markets somewhat fixated still on well, inflation's just basically tied to oil, which it's not. It's probably underestimating. It's probably the one thing where if you actually take this a little bit further and start to look at this date of March 1819 of the G20 meeting in Baden-Baden, where they are going to be discussing currencies, and we know that Mr. Trump thinks a number of his advisors have been telling us just how much, how bad Germany is, Japan is. We've got the meeting with Mr. Abe today. China is. if we get into a slightly more inflationary environment, there was this assumption prior to this that it would mean the US would be leading the way in terms of rate hikes, but the rest of the world would actually probably lag and be very much back foot and very reactive and very much not interested in following the US. Actually, in that environment, that would imply, of course, that the dollar would go off to the races. And Mr. Trump is clearly not very happy with that idea. So perhaps the idea that we need to start actually thinking about now is if the Fed, and the Fed's likely to look at the performance of the US economy and say, well, yeah, most Fed speakers, are, even the dubs, are saying, yeah, 3 rate hikes this year looks reasonable, depending, obviously, inter alia on other developments. In that environment, if the Trump government is actually going to be very hot on anybody who they say are manipulating their currency, then perhaps the central banks in the likes of the Eurozone, in Sweden, in Japan, here in the UK, are going to be perhaps a little quicker to respond or to follow the Fed than people are actually assuming at the moment. I think a lot of people are assuming that the Fed's still talking out of its neck in terms of 3 rate hikes this year. The market's only discounting 2, and every time the oil price goes down, they go, well, then the energy price base effects are going to go out, and so they won't be in any hurry because we really don't know what's going on with Trump. I'm not sure that that particular line of thinking is necessarily valid, and I think people need to start thinking around a lot of the issues and hopefully become less reactive. I mean, yesterday was a good example of a great farce. Trump says, I'm going to make some announcements on taxes, and everyone goes, oh, right, that means lots of tax cuts, blah, blah, blah. It's going to be amazing. And the stock markets are all round go, new highs, new highs, new highs. And you think, he hasn't said anything. He's already said he's basically what he's going to, but I'm going to do it in 2-3 weeks. Whoopee-doo. Well,
well, speaking of whoopee-doo, unfortunately, we've run out of time. Mark Oswald, strategist at ADM Investor Services, thank you very much for coming in today.